listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past ones, you can find and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. We also even have a YouTube channel now. So you can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory in the search engine and subscribe to our YouTube channel and be notified every time we have a new video. Before we get started, I want to bring on my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. I know many of you, if you've been watching the show, are used to having her with us. And today we're going to talk about money as a form of self-love, how that connection comes into play. So Jacqueline, great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Jenna. Yes, love is in the air. And I'm really excited about this topic. I mean, we could be talking about facials, massages, spa days. I'm excited to hear what your perspective is and how you think money can be a form of self-love.
Yeah, it's going to be a great topic. Probably not one that you hear a whole lot about. But I'm a big fan of self-love. And I think you and I, we've talked about this, but I'm especially on a quest this year to just really be the best version of myself as possible. And so I think, you know, I've really incorporated a lot more self-care routines into my life. And so it's really made me think about this topic as it pertains to money, because I really believe, and you probably do too, Jacqueline, that, you know, the more you take care of yourself, the more you can give to others, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. And so this will be a different perspective. One of the things that I've been doing recently for self-care is just getting outside in nature and enjoying this beautiful, beautiful fall weather that we're having in Kansas. And so my morning routine, I've really been getting into this. I get up in the morning, get my pumpkin spice latte, get outside. And there's something about when I get outside and do my meditations, my devotionals, just getting outside and connecting with nature and taking a walk in the morning has just been such a wonderful way to start my day. And so I think that's been one of the best self-care routines that I have in the morning. But what about you, Jacqueline? Like, what are some of the things that you do to take care of yourself?
Well, I also love spending time outside. And I do have a little surprise to share with you about this past weekend.
Okay.
I got engaged.
Oh my gosh, congratulations! Oh my goodness! Well, yes. Tell us the story. How did this happen? Were you outside or what?
Yes, so we were at the apple orchard. And yes, and he Jenna, it was a dream. He got a photographer to hide in the bushes. He got all of our friends and family in on it. And he brought me home afterwards and had a surprise engagement party. So it was amazing.
Oh my gosh, I just got the chills. That is just, I mean, he went all out. That is wonderful. Yes. Oh my gosh.
And you look at the big rock.
That is so, now put it a little closer so we can see. That is beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You had a little glow about you this morning when we got on, and I was wondering, like, she must have had a great weekend.
I was trying to keep it from you so I could get your raw reaction on the recording.
Oh, yes. I am so happy for you. Well, we will have so much fun talking about wedding planning then on the show. We want to hear all about it and keep up with the story. But congratulations, Jacqueline. That is just amazing.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Thank Thank you. And it, I mean, Jenna, and it really has to do with today's topic that you chose. So somehow we were on the same level here about self-love and how it relates to money. And now I'm going to need all of these tips for my future and planning this wedding.
Yes, you really are. And it'll be beautiful, I'm sure. You know, I remember when I was planning my wedding, I do think it's worth it to hire a wedding planner if you can, unless you have like a mother or mother-in-law that's like has the time to do it. But just like in your financial life, having a good wedding planning team is also very important because it does take it a little bit off of you. And then you get experts, right, that like do it. And that's what they do all day long. So, oh, my gosh. Anyway, you made my day.
Yes. Well, Jenna, I mean, you're saying that self-love isn't just the bubble baths and the candles, which we do appreciate.
We do.
And we also appreciate going to therapy.
Yeah.
But it can mean taking even better care of your money. And so what are some of the ways that we can all do this?
Yeah, well, there really is a connection between money and self-love, and we're going to talk about that. And so I think redefining self-love, it, like you said, it's not just about like going to get a massage or getting the latest and greatest skincare, although that's very fun.
Yes.
In the financial world, like just checking your bank account, even when you don't want to, is a form of self-love. Saying no to things that you can't afford. Setting boundaries with yourself and others, creating an emergency fund, not because you're afraid, but because you deserve to have that peace of mind and that safety net. Consistently adding into your retirement funds to set yourself up for long-term financial security. These are really all powerful ways that you can take care of yourself in the financial part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna, I love that you mentioned, you know, having the fund and the long-term security, because to me, I'm going to put this out there, it's a little bit of girl math, right? So if the money, if you consistently put in money and you don't really see it in your bank account, then it's just there, right? It's kind of like free money. And so I love that idea. And what else is there?
Yeah, well, I think that I used to treat finances like they weren't really even part of me in my college days. You know, in my college days, I was more focused on getting good grades, going to parties, and just having a lot of fun in life, right? So money wasn't like the first thing on my mind. So I think sometimes in different seasons of your life, it's easy to just like avoid thinking about money, either because you're busy or it's overwhelming. But really avoiding your finances, it could be looked at as a form of self-neglect. And so paying attention to your money, I believe, is an act of love. You know, you have to at least look at where you're at and ask yourself that, you know, where am I at with my finances, and not like just check your bank account, you know, once every few weeks or something. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be a tough task. I mean, I know sometimes when you're not happy with the amount that's in there, it's tough to do. But you're right. You just have to put yourself first and, you know, come to the truth of some things as well. And so when it comes to living in a circle of deprivation, what does that mean? And how do people neglect themselves?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few ways that people can neglect themselves, you know, always putting others first. And I know even in like growing up in church or, you know, different faiths that are out there, sometimes, you know, you always learn like put others before you and serve others, which is totally wonderful. But, you know, you also have to love your neighbor as much as you, you know, love yourself and your neighbor. So sometimes people can go overboard and give to family and friends, even when they're struggling. And you never, sometimes people never spend money on themselves. They like almost feel guilty for buying anything non-essential, even if it is affordable for them. And the other thing I've seen people do is just delay joy indefinitely. You know, waiting for the perfect time to take a vacation or spend money. Sometimes it never comes. And I'll tell you, my mother-in-law, I'll never forget this, Jacqueline. Unfortunately, she had a stroke in her early 70s. And they They had really, really wanted to take a lot of vacations in retirement. And because she had a stroke and really, you know, ended up in a wheelchair and couldn't really move around that well, they couldn't really take the vacations that they wanted to in retirement, like they were hoping and planning.
Yeah.
And so she always would tell me, you know, Jenna, spend your money, take those vacations, enjoy it when you're young and you've got your health and like earlier in retirement, because if you keep putting it off, you know, if your health changes or something changes, you may never even really get to enjoy it. Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was great advice. But like I said, some people just really delay spending indefinitely to find that perfect time.
Yeah. I mean, I could say the exact same thing with this, right? I mean, my boyfriend, well, my fiance now, Quinn, he and I have been dating for almost 5 years. And so he kept putting it off because it wasn't the financial right time, you know, when he wanted to be financially supportive. But in reality, let's just build that together and let's stop waiting, because when are you, what are you going to wait for at that point? And so what about ignoring, you know, your personal financial health, Jenna? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, ignoring your personal finances can definitely put you in a bind. Here are some of the biggest things that we see people avoid. One of the biggest things is just not budgeting. And I say this before, have said this before, but you have to know what's going in and what's going out. Avoiding a budget can lead to money disappearing with kind of no idea where it goes. Living paycheck to paycheck, you know, not building savings or financial buffers. Avoiding financial planning, you know, not preparing for retirement emergencies or long-term financial goals. Ignoring bills or debt, not paying taxes or filing tax extensions while incurring penalties. These are all some of the things that people do, you know, with ignoring or kind of neglecting their personal financial health. And it can really creep up on you, the consequences for that, right?
For sure. And just keeping that habit. And those are great examples of how to keep good financial hygiene, really. And Jenna, what about having people underinvesting in their future? What could that lead to?
Yeah, well, it's so important to not just think about today, but really think about your long-term future as it pertains to money. And here are some of the things that people sometimes avoid as it pertains to their long-term financial needs, like not learning about money. And wouldn't you agree with this, Jacqueline, that in our society, we just don't hear a lot of talk about money? Like people sometimes feel almost uncomfortable communicating about money, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes even the word money can trigger people to get into a fear mode, shame, or just feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think avoiding investments, like just staying in like really low yield investments like money markets or CDs and you know, not taking any risk can sometimes lead to a lot less saved in retirement. This is a big one, and I could go on and on about this one, but not negotiating salaries or raises, you know, settling for less than you're worth. And I will share with you, I have just one of my best friends actually is just, I mean, a girl boss, like just a huge executive at a major company. And she's been there for years, right? And, you know, she's doing very, very well. But she shared with me that recently they hired a man in a very similar role as her, really to where you would think, you know, that maybe even she would be making more based on experience and things like that. And it kind of got out there because, you know, people aren't supposed to talk about their salaries, but sometimes it does get out there. And she ended up finding out that she was making like $30,000 less than he was,
even though
she had been at the company for so long, had more experience. And I said, please go and ask for that raise, like at your next one-on-one or performance review, whatever you deserve. Like the, cause she works so hard. I know she does. She's got like a great work ethic and adds just a ton of value to the company. And so she did. She went on that next performance review, asked for a raise at just as much as him, mm-hmm. and she got it. Wow. But I think the point of that story is, especially women, I'm just going to throw it out there, sometimes mm-hmm. feel uncomfortable asking for a salary increase, mm-hmm. Just because I think sometimes people, if they grow up in families where maybe there was like a scarcity mindset, like, oh, there's never enough, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may feel like with a salary, even like, oh, you know, there's probably not enough to pay me this much, or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if I should ask for this. I don't want them to think I'm greedy. But I think women in particular need to be more bold about asking for salary increases, yeah. because we still have a very big disparity in the workforce yeah. with those numbers. I mean, in other words, again, not negotiating salary or raises is a big thing that I see people needing to step up with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're helping me be there too. I mean, this is a conversation that you should be having with everybody, because you're right. Even if male or females, it's worth it. You need to be happy yeah. in your role. And sometimes, and I don't want to say this, but sometimes money can make it so you're not as happy. And yeah. that's not how you should look at it at all. And I'm not saying that's correct, but that can happen. And so yeah. it's a good reminder for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's, again, like, you know, people don't want to talk about salaries and things out of mm-hmm. fear, but I think that we need to make sure if we're adding a ton of value, we should be paid the same amount as someone else, no matter what yeah. the gender is, right?
Yeah, and all of these, I mean, long-term financial planning and these long-term reminders is very healthy to just start one day and keep going. So, Jenna, yeah. what is next? What more do you have for us?
Well, I think, you know, people have such a great opportunity to get more financial literacy by, you know, participating in online conferences, listening to podcasts like our Retirement Today mm-hmm. podcast. You know, we had talked about in a past show, like going to the Financial Peace Universities, things mm-hmm. like that with Dave Ramsey. But like we talked about, people a lot of times just don't feel comfortable communicating about money. Mm-hmm. And there can be a lot of guilt or shame sometimes okay. associated with money. Mm-hmm. Did you realize that?
I haven't, but that definitely explains maybe some conversations that I've had for sure.
Yes, yes. And one thing that's interesting, Jacqueline, and I just think about this sometimes is, I don't know, you know, how you grew up, but I really do believe the way that we think about money does come from how we were raised. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when you think about when you're born into this world as a baby or mm-hmm. a child, you just come into the world like able to set boundaries, knowing your worth, believing the best in people, no mm-hmm. matter their economic situation. And I think like, depending on how you were raised, it can really change the way that you look at your worth. Or I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I know in my family, like there have been comments made before about like rich people or people mm-hmm. that have a lot of money. I don't know if, you know, you don't have to say your yeah. parents, but like, I think every family, like you'll hear maybe negative comments about, oh, those rich people or those wealthy people, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and you also, I mean, the another part of this conversation is how people spend their money so differently. And you right. think that they have all this money, but they're just spending it completely different than, you know, showing it or whatever yeah. it is. So,
yeah, that's a whole other thing. Like some people like try to act like they have more money than they actually do. Right.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, when you think about it, there are some people that have a lot of financial abundance that are very generous and, mm-hmm. you know, people that have very good values and people that are very spiritually elevated. I don't think that you can say, like, oh, rich people are just selfish or, you know, they're not moral or whatever. But I do think sometimes there's that stigma out there mm-hmm. that almost people feel sometimes like, well, I wouldn't want to be, you know, wealthy or I wouldn't want to be super financial blessed because then I would be a bad person, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And so I don't think that's the case. Like some of the most generous people I know are people that are just extraordinarily financially blessed, and they're like even giving things to, you know, schools or, you know, spiritual events, you know, yes. or charities or, and it's just not the case, you know, not every yeah. person that has done well is ultra selfish, right?
For sure. And Jenna, if we want to get started with more self-love in this financial area of our life, what should we be asking ourselves?
Yeah, well, first, I think we need to get over the guilt and shame. So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we feel undeserving of money, subconsciously sabotaging wealth or refusing abundance, equating spending money with weakness, believing you have to tough it out rather than spend for relief or support, feeling guilty or having for having more money than others in life. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, using deprivation as punishment, like treating financial suffering as deserved or moral. Many people do battle shame and guilt on a daily basis. So this will sometimes show up in the ways that they deal with money. Mm-hmm. And so I do think you have to be kind to yourself and, you know, get through the process, have a plan, have a great financial advisor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Having someone in that back corner in your back pocket.
Yep. But to answer your question about how we can get started with more self-love in this financial area of life, I think this would be your muse moment for the week. You know, ask yourself these questions. What's one small money act that you can do today that says, I love and protect you? Maybe it's making a payment. Maybe it's adding into your retirement account on a consistent basis. Maybe it's creating a budget. Maybe it's just saying, I'm allowed to be financially blessed and still be a good person. Mm-hmm. That's self-love too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just touched on that briefly too, but, you know, reading your Bible and realizing and yes. being thankful for what God has given you. And, you know, that will give you a lot of happiness. And so that's yes. self-love too. And I see what you mean by this now. So what else is there?
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you brought up the gratefulness, because I really feel like when you're in a place of being grateful, it almost opens up mm-hmm. more space for mm-hmm. the energy of money. You know, like I said, if you're in that scarcity or it's never enough kind of mindset, it almost subconsciously blocks it. But if you're very grateful for what you have, I really do believe it can attract more. And it flows from a place of self-worth and it just kind of expands.
Yeah.
And so you are allowed to feel safe. You are allowed to have more. You are allowed to rest and rise. Mm-hmm. And sending love and financial blessings your way. So those are just some things that I like to think about when it comes to money.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Jenna, because we just received the positive financial energy and strategies and so many good things. You've got a smile on my face. And I think I put one on yours earlier, too.
You did. Yeah, there's a lot of love on this show. I'm just saying, like, yes. it's all love. I love it.
Well, and Jenna, if people want to create more money, self-love, and meet with you for a complimentary financial consultation, how would they get a hold of you?
Yes. We would love to help people do that and really elevate their financial health. So you can give us a call for that complimentary consultation at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or go out to our website and you can request a consultation out there as well. And we'll give you a call back, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jenna. Today's been yes. a great episode. I had a blast with you and there's so much love. So first step is always to love yourself before you can love others.
Yes.
And that is our running theme for today. And so I hope our listeners and viewers can see that and listen and also act within those means.
Love it.
All right, Jenna. Well, that does it for another episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, Reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.